apart.
The greatest musical sensation of our generation.
KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Strike up the band.
Live and local.
Live and local. This is KVOE News.
KVOE News time 8:14. Sunshine and 75 degrees. Sunny all day today and 96 and clear skies. Not much of a temperature reset tonight with a low of 74. Well, Emporia High is getting ready for its Appella all-class reunion here the next couple of days. And we're pleased to have with us Jessica Buchholz of Emporia Main Street and also Leland Danes of Visit Emporia joining us here on the program.
Jess, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's going to be a hot one today, it sounds like.
Yeah, for the next 10 days, actually. But hey, we won't go that far. Leland, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, gentlemen.
Outstanding. Well, we're bringing Jess and Leland on again to talk about the Emporia High Appella reunion. And the way it sounds, Jess, you got two big days worth of activity starting off tomorrow.
That's right. We have events starting Friday evening. And going through Saturday, there's a whole host of activities that you can find online for our listeners. If they want to go to EmporiaMainStreet.com/Appella, you can find the full listing, everything from late-night shopping on Friday to disc golf on Saturday and an all-weekend scavenger hunt, plus lots of opportunities to listen to some live music.
Yeah, A-P-E-L-L-A, Appella. And Leland, what does Appella stand for?
Well, Appella is an ancient Greek word, and it indicates a gathering. I think in the ancient Greek times, that was a monthly gathering, but we'll start with a year, once a year for now. But being that the Spartans, obviously, our high school mascot, the committee that was pulled together really liked that name and found it to be applicable. And we wanted something fun and different and unique other than just reunion weekend, and I think we achieved that.
An ancient Spartan assembly, right?
Liking
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Not bad at all. That really plays in well. So how did this idea come about, Leland, with Main Street teaming up with Visit Emporia to make this kind of an annual all-school reunion?
Well, I believe this idea had been floating around in the community, and both of our offices had been made aware of this concept, and it just felt like one of those ideas that was really appropriate for us to team up together. And we pulled together a committee, of course, and we didn't act alone on this. Certainly representatives from the community, the tech college, the high school, the university all came together to help us plan these activities. But, of course, the idea is to provide some activities for those groups that are coming together to have a reunion weekend, to help facilitate their activities, to help point them in the direction of meeting spaces, to help drive traffic to our local businesses.
Jess, from your perspective, what is the benefit of having an all-class reunion as opposed to maybe picking, you know, something, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, more of a traditional reunion realm for bringing folks back and having activities around them?
Well, like Leland said, you know, we had heard the idea around the community that folks would like to have a designated time to have those class reunions, and we thought that it was appropriate for, you know, our offices and our committee to kind of be the unofficial host of the weekend, if you will. And so while we are still having some of those ancillary activities to help support our local businesses and highlight some of the great local options that we have in Emporia, we are still encouraging individual classes to meet and utilize those local meeting spaces. And, you know, it's really up to the class. You know, we have some classes, I think, that are pretty good about traditionally getting together, and we wanted to help facilitate the opportunity for classes to get together for maybe those that haven't had a reunion yet. So one of the things that we offered with this Appella concept was people who were class representatives could connect with us, and we would put their contact information out on the Appella webpage, and so that gave classes an opportunity maybe to reconnect if they didn't know who their point person was.
So Leland, have you been able to gauge the interest? What are we looking at, an onslaught of folks coming into town here this weekend?
I don't think we could compare it to the onslaught that we might think of with some of our other special events. You know, for us, especially for Jess and I don't mean to speak on behalf of Jess, but being associated with many of the events that have grown over the years, it's very easy to have that expectation of instant success. But we have to remind ourselves that those events took years, if not decades, in some instances, to grow to the size they are. So it's good to remind ourselves this is year one, and that's probably a good thing to walk, you know, crawl before we walk, walk before we run. I'm very optimistic this will grow. I would say we're in the awareness stage. So the first couple years are just about getting the message out that this exists, communicating with those class leaders that are organizing their reunion activities and making them aware that this is an opportunity, and we have no doubt at all that this will continue to build and grow year over year.
You got a scavenger hunt going, huh?
Well, you know, folks are coming back to town. Many folks have moved on and moved out of Emporia, and so things will look differently for them. So what better way to get them out and exploring the community than providing some fun clues via scavenger hunt? Main Street and Visit Emporia have both come together to offer some prizes for folks that complete that challenge. And so I think that's just a really fun way to get people moving about throughout the community, seeing some of the old spots that they used to hang out in, but also, excuse me, visiting some of those new locations as well.
And Jessica, too, the other question I was going to ask is, you know, for folks that are coming back to town, whether it's for Apella or not, but they, you know, they have Emporia ties, maybe they left and they're coming back, you know, what are some of the different things that you're hearing about, you know, the reactions about how Emporia has grown and developed since they were away?
Well, you know, I think what you said is key. There are a lot of people coming back and interested to see all of the growth that the community has had. I think that the scavenger hunt will be a great way to highlight some of those key areas that have expanded, but I think it's been nice that we can offer those classes so many different options to get together, whether they're wanting to, you know, have a casual coffee, or if they're wanting to have a dinner, or, you know, have a facility for the whole evening. There's so many options available for those class reunions, and we thought that it would be one great way to highlight through Apella just how much Emporia has grown and how much our local establishments have expanded.
It is Apella, the Emporia High School Reunion Weekend, this Friday and Saturday. If you like more information, log on to Emporia Main Street. Do you have information on the Visit Emporia site too, Leland?
Yep, of course. People can see that on the events calendar. It'll direct to Emporia Main Street's website, but we thought it'd be best to have one location where people could find that information and be pointed to. But folks can obviously reach out to either Visit Emporia or Emporia Main Street. We'd be happy to share more information on that.
Sounds good. Leland, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here this weekend.
Thank you.
Jess, thanks.
Thanks, guys. And hey, one more thing I'd just like to throw in real quick is, while the event pages that are up are just for this year, we did create a Apella Facebook page that will be up indefinitely. So if people want to reconnect and find folks, if they just go to @EHSApella on Facebook, that's also a great way to network year-round.
A lot good going on. It's a Gravel City night out, too, and Mulready's going to have some activities outside for the returning riders and those who want to welcome and greet the riders. And I know Radius has some activities, and also music at the station will be happening this weekend, too. So, guys, appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Leland Danes, Director of Visit Emporia, and Jessica Buchholz, who is the events coordinator for Emporia Main Street on the big reunion weekend, the Apella Emporia All-School Reunion Weekend this weekend.
All right. As we wrap up our newscast, we get you to the live and local calendar. We'll have the ESU Buzz coming your way next. And here in about 20 to 25 minutes, we'll have our